First and foremost, we got to get to Qualcomm. Shares are moving lower here in after hours trading by about 1.92% for that. Let's bring in Inez Ferre, who has been keeping close tabs on this price movement as well as what the company had to announce. Inez, I want to bring you in and get your reaction here.
Yeah, that's right, Brad. It's a beat on the top and the bottom line for Qualcomm with its first quarter fiscal 22 results coming in with adjusted earnings per share at $3.23. That was a beat because the street was expecting $3 a share. Its revenue came at $10.7 billion. The estimate was for $10.44 billion. Its second quarter revenue outlook will come in at anywhere between at $10.2 billion and $11 billion. The street was expecting $9.5 billion. Meanwhile, the CEO, Cristiano Amon, saying our record quarterly results reflect the strong demand for our products and technologies. He did say in an interview that that demand from China handset makers is strong, that he wishes he had more supply to meet demand, and that Qualcomm got strong demand from Android phone makers. Remember that this company is sort of a snapshot when it comes to demand for mobile, but it also has a strategy of it trying to depend less on mobile, the strategy to expand into automotive, into networking, personal computing, and the supply chain issues, mentioning supply chain issues, saying that the CEO saying that chip supply is improving, and that is something that investors want to hear. The company had said that supply chain issues should ease up in the second half of 2022, and investors want to hear management reaffirming that. Brad?
And that's for thanks so much for the breakdown. Oh, yeah. I'll toss it on over to you, Emily.
All right, well, let's head back over to our panel. And Robert, when you hear results like this, Inez breaking down that Qualcomm is saying that supply chain issues are starting to ease, how long do you think companies, S&P 500 components in aggregate, are going to be grappling with some of these concerns on the supply side that we've been talking about for months now?
Well, look, we haven't had an earnings report that hasn't pointed to an issue, right? Inflation, supply chain constraints. If I'm a CEO right now, I'm definitely going to play into that. But the fundamentals are still there. You know, if you look at the earnings from last night, if you look at these, it's good to hear that the supply chain constraints are working their way through, especially in the chip sector, because it's much needed and actually driving the demand for the future. But if you look at these reports right now, I'm not going to ignore, you can't ignore, once we get past the earnings season, is the buybacks, right? So we had record buybacks last year. That's part of our thesis right now, why we believe, you know, not to say we're out of the woods just yet. We could have a retest later this year, maybe midsummer, right before, the midterms right now. That's our thesis. We can never predict where the market's going to go. But right now, I think we're going to get past earnings season, and then the buybacks will put a support in the market because corporations are flush with cash. But if you're a corporate CEO and CFO, you're going to basically give it the worst case scenario. Why wouldn't you? Because year over year comps might not be any better going forward.